Hey, so, I mean, Barn Free Theater, you're getting an award today, and I know you have been through a whirlwind journey here in the last couple of years with what happened with the previous building and being up at Five Points for a couple of years. Just tell me a little bit about that journey and how you got from there to here.
Let's see.
Yeah.
August 18th of 2015, we were hit by a mesocyclone on the southeast corner and a wet microburst at the same time. Twisted everything in the barn. And so it closed us, and the insurance company denied us, and so I had to close down. I didn't have any money, and I had a lot of offers to go to different places, but they all took capital. And at that time, I'd kept my crew together for about 2.5-3 months, and so I was tapped out at the time. So we went to Five Points, and they welcomed us, and we did 2 full seasons there. I think we did 11 shows total at Five Points. And it was at the end of 2017, in the summer of 2017, where I said, kids, we can't go on anymore. I can't afford to produce anymore because it was always my nickel. The barn I did 40 years, 20 years where I owned it, but it's Abby's now has that position. But when it's your nickel, and that we're rare in Central Illinois where you are a commercial theater. And so I said, I can't. And they said, well, what are we going to do? And I said, I don't know. Something will happen. And about 2 weeks later, Abby called me and said, I'd like to get the barn going again. And there really wasn't anybody else that I would have attempted to do this with but Abby, because of knowing how she is an activator and how she gets done things that other people can't possibly even imagine. And so we teamed up, and we went through a year of fundraising, which, again, it was Abby's determination and fortitude that got us through that fundraising. And the help from Bradley. Mm-hmm. And then we broke ground in 2018. In August, we tore the barn down on November 7th of 2017. And then we broke ground. We got the barn started with a peg barn. It's gorgeous. It went together like a Lego set, but that didn't happen until August of 2018. And we opened February 7th of 2019. So we've been open now for 6 months, and it's amazing, all of the different projects that are happening at the barn. And, again, that's because of Abby. So we're glad to have a home again.
Absolutely. So, I mean, yeah, and you've had most of the same performers stick with you through all of this, correct?
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Our original company is still with us. And we've all aged 4 years in the aftermath, but they're with us still. And of course, we're ready to start recruiting. But we thought best when we got back open again that the people saw our original company. But that doesn't mean that we won't be working on replenishing our crew as soon as we can. But we just thought we need to get a year under our belt with familiar faces, because our audience is so loyal, and they wanted us to see a home again. And so we wanted them to see the faces that they remembered from the barn. So, but we're ready to rebuild. And we just had auditions for Funny Money, which opens October 3rd. And we will again have open auditions for Love, Sex, and the IRS, which is in January, right after the first of the year. So.
And Abby, from your perspective, I mean, this is a long legacy. Here, Mary said, over 40 years, and you're in the reins now. So you have the reins. I mean, where do you
I think the reins have me. That's probably the more appropriate statement.
Where do you want to go with it? I mean, what do you see as the future going forward here?
Well, I really believe in the future of dinner theater here in Central Illinois, and so a lot of folks have heard of our new cross-purposing of the venue, the opportunities for us to expand into special events like weddings and banquets and luncheons, and have oftentimes said, oh, well, that's going to be great for you. And for me, I really see those external events, those new events that we've added into the barn lineup, as being a way to continue to grow and cultivate a new audience that will come back and enjoy the beauty and the wonder of dinner theater right here in our backyard. You can't get an experience like us in our area. You have to at least drive 3 to 4 hours to find anything like the barn, a true Branson meets Broadway kind of experience. And I believe that it has a future, and that performing arts needs to stay alive and healthy in our community. And so for me, I think dinner theater being our top priority, and then being able to supplement with these other events, does allow for us to have a little break. It has given our company a chance to actually take a vacation, which has never happened, you know.
The barn, we what she's referring to is with the barn, it was a grind. I mean, we produced 50 weeks out of the year. And those 2 weeks that we were closed, we were mounting the show that we did ignored mm-hmm. during the holiday season and had to get open January, like, 12th. And so it was a grind. We had Monday nights off sometimes. Mm-hmm. And we worked straight through. I mean, there were times where we worked 14 days in a row just to get a new show open, to close one and get another one up. And to get a vacation was normally you could eke out maybe 3 days once a year, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, if you were covered. And now, with the wedding venue and with the different schedule for dinner theater, October to December through New Year's Eve will be an effort. And it will be, I hesitate to say balls to the wall, but it will be. But then January is off. And then we go again from February through April. But then May is wedding season again. And we did G.I. Jukebox this past year for 6 weeks in July and August. But now we're into wedding season. And it's amazing because we work a couple of days a week now with either a wedding, a banquet, a family reunion, a class reunion. And it's really a much easier schedule than what we did before. So the downside of that, of course, is that my full-time people, I employed actors and technicians full-time, and they made a living doing dinner theater in central Illinois in a cornfield, which is unheard of, that you can have a house and a car and a family and not have to live out of a suitcase and do your craft. And so, but Abby has embraced those people. And most of my full-time, a couple of my full-time people anyway, have now full-time jobs with Abby and can sustain themselves during the off time because they are either a bar manager or they help
wedding
with
coordinator.
Wedding coordinators so that they still have jobs where they can make a living. Mm-hmm. But that's the downside. I mean, because we were making a good living. There was about 10 of us that were making a good living with dinner theater, but it was a grind. So we're enjoying the time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to get this award today then, I mean, this afternoon, I mean, what's that mean to you? Is that kind of recognition that you've made an impact in Central Illinois?
Yeah. I for me, personally, I think having there's a tagline in the award that we're winning today, which is a small Rural Business of the Year award. And for whatever reason, as a small town farm girl who's grown up right in the community that the barn resides in, to win anything that's Rural of the Year, as silly as that seems, is very meaningful to me and is impactful for many reasons. I've shared on numerous occasions that for me, the rebuild of the barn was very much in honor and tribute to my father, Les Real, who was an entrepreneur in our own community, ran the Real Livestock Center for over 16 years, and it's from him that I was first introduced to Mary and the barn, and he's who instilled in me the entrepreneurial spirit that I have. And so for me today, personally, this award means a lot just because in many ways I feel like it's a tribute to my dad and his spirit of entrepreneurism. So that means a lot to me.
Well, and Abby also made it a point to hire all local people to work mm-hmm. on that project. And that's amazing. With the exception, I think, of the guys that came from Galesburg to mm-hmm. put the barn together.
The timber frame package.
Yeah, it was all local people. And so it was an effort made by the community, you know, which in what we consider our community is Congreville, Goodfield, Deer Creek, Eureka.
Danvers. In fact, one of the other award winners here today actually that I heard about participated in our project, and one of their favorite projects of the entire year that they were most recognized for was the part that they played in the rebuild of the barn. They are who constructed our silo of support, which was really a beautiful piece of art that they constructed that was to honor all of the folks who participated in our fundraising campaign. So to be honored with an award like this, to me, is honoring our community in so many ways, and that's really significant.
And it really was fun, too, to see the guys put the pig barn together because they do this kind of activity all the time. But this was the biggest project that they'd ever done. Mm-hmm. And everybody could not believe that it was like a Lego set, you know, that it was all carved out. And then it was put together with spikes and pegs. So it was really exciting. But everybody was so excited about participating in that barn going up.
Mm-hmm.